Turn to St. John. We're going to go down towards the middle of that chapter, close to the end. Start at John, the 10th chapter, verse number 22. John, the 10th chapter, we'll start in at verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple and Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long doth thou make us doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because you're not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Turn with me to Revelation, chapter number 14, as a companion text. Revelation 14. We're going to read just the first few verses. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, and with him 144,000, having their Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts. And the elders and no man could learn that song, but the 144,000, which were the redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Amen. That's our two companion texts. Back in John's Gospel, amen, we find that Jesus is walking, amen, and he's teaching as he walks in the temple in Solomon's porch. The Jews gathered around him with a question. And the question was this: How long dost thou make us to doubt? Or rather, tell us plainly, are you the anointed one or not? Just tell us. There was no doubt those who really wanted to know, but there was also those who wanted to trap him and accuse him of blasphemy. Jesus answered that there were two ways that was proof that he was the Christ. Amen. John 10:25 tells us, Jesus answered him, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. There's two ways Jesus was revealing himself, amen, to those, amen, in question. One was his word. Second was his deeds. Amen. Both were convincers that he was the anointed one. Then Jesus proceeded to tell them they were not of his sheep because they were non-believers. Jesus went on to say that those, amen, who were true followers heard his voice. He knew them, plus they followed him. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about tonight, a true follower of Christ. Those words of Jesus are just true, as true today as when John wrote them down. You cannot have a true church of God without hearing from God and God recognizing each member and the members following Jesus. That's the true earmarks of a true church and a true follower. Every true follower of Jesus is hearing from Jesus. Plus, Jesus lives in their heart, and they're obeying him or following him. All three of these attributes are necessary to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. I know there's some of you say, just believe, and you'll have eternal life. But that's not true. You first have to be a hearer. Amen. Then, amen, had Jesus know you are his child. Then you had to be a follower, and he gives unto them eternal life. God's not giving eternal life, amen, to one he's angry with every day. What does the Bible say? Turn with me to the 7th Psalm, verse 11. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. And it depends tonight what you're under, judgment or a blessing. You know, I think people have the wrong opinion on what wickedness is in the Bible. Let's look at some of the attributes of the wicked. When the word wicked goes forth, either by a minister or a pastor or a teacher, all one can think of is drunkards, thieves, adulterers, violent men. And I'm sure that is true. But the Bible teaches there's some others too, amen, that might not be drunkards. They might not be thieves. Let's read a scripture too. Turn me to the 37th Psalm, verse 21. Amen. Let's get the opinion of what God thinks, not what we think. Psalm 37, verse 21, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Amen. Otherwise, he's saying the wicked can get down without. Amen. They borrow. Amen. But they don't pay back. And when the scripture's written, it wouldn't if they had the means to pay it back. Amen. I feel wickedness comes on those who just walk away from their debts. Somebody said that's too close. Just right where the Bible puts it. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again. Amen. You just don't walk away from debts. You ran it, you pay it. You can't pay it, you acknowledge it. Amen. Somebody said that's too close. Just as close as the Bible puts it. See, when you talk about wickedness, people think about, well, he's an adulterer. He's gay. Or he's a drunk. That's all they can get in their mind. But there's other things closer than that to every one of us. Our everyday living, amen, has got a lot to do with wickedness in our life. Proverbs 17 and 4. Let's get another one. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Amen. What's he dealing with? Gossipers. Amen. Gossipers fall into that category also. Amen. Oh, I would consider myself, amen, wicked. Amen, just because I've told things and everything. I'm going to go back to the scripture. Let's stick with the scripture. A wicked doer, giveth heed to false lips. And a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Amen. So that brings wickedness, amen, up just a little closer to us. Amen. And get your mind completely off these vile sins. Amen. And get us a little bit closer to everyday living. Revelation 14th chapter gives us a clear picture of a true follower. John writes, and we read it, but we want to read it again. Amen. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, with him 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven. Amen. And that's what we need to hear tonight, a voice from heaven. As a voice of many waters, and as a voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice, and as a voice, I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed, amen, were redeemed from the earth or earthly religion. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne. Amen. John looked. And what did he see in the revelation? He saw a Lamb standing on Mount Zion. We're at right back in his rightful position as head of the church. Amen. Amen. He's back as the head of the church. No longer was it Martin Luther, John Wesley. Amen. It was the Lamb who was back in the rightful position. And it was a church that was visible for all to see. Chapter 12 and 13 of the Revelation gives us a picture of false systems of worship. The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. These are systems. They're systems of worship that oppose being a true follower. They hold God's people in bondage, and they mix God's word with false interpretation. Mount Zion, as we told you this morning, is a type of the church of God. Amen. Amen. Let's prove that with the Bible. Turn with me to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. You know these scriptures well. Amen. But maybe you haven't considered these, so we'll read them again. Hebrews 12, 22. But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church, church of the firstborn, which are written where? In heaven. And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Tell me something tonight, church. In all honesty, where would you rather be? In the house of God or the Super Bowl? You're right. Right in the house of God. If you have to shut down or you have to go to the Super Bowl tonight instead of church, your priorities are all messed up. The world is your priority. Amen. That's a tough question, isn't it? In all honesty, you know, when you get down in real honesty, I don't know. Amen. But I have always enjoyed the house of God above everything else. Always enjoyed it. Ever since I got saved, amen. There's enough witnesses here to know that when the doors opened, I was to the house of God. I enjoyed being in the house, and I still do. This is my priority. Amen. Amen. Here we see a visible body of Christ. who had come out from all false system of worship, and they were standing with the Lamb on Mount Zion. What was happening? Full salvation. Once again was on display. What else was happening? The unity of God's people into the one body, the one church, the church of the living God. Away with sectism. Somebody said, well, I got good people. There may be good people there, but it's a system God despises. Somebody said, does God hate it? Why does he call people out of it if it's okay? Amen. A picture of the church being restored in the sixth seal. Revelation 14 gives us a picture. Amen. Of the sixth seal age, when God brought his people out of, amen, who were scattered on the hills of Babylon. Amen. Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. Ezekiel 34. And verse number 12 beginning. You got your Bibles? If you don't have, how do you know I'm telling you the truth? Don't just take somebody's word for it. Follow me in the Bible. And if you don't have your Bible, amen, where do you take it? You take it to Walmart with you? No. You take it to when you go visit your friends? No. Where do you take it? You throw it on the coffee table and it gets dust till next Sunday. Amen. Let's look at it. Ezekiel 34 and 12. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he's among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I'll deliver them out of all the places where they've been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I'll bring them out from the people, gather them from the countries, bring them to their own land, feed them upon the mountains of river of Israel, where? By the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie down in a good fold, in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. God was going to call his people back, amen, to Mount Zion. Amen. There they could get a good pasture. Amen. They're contented. Why? They lay down in that good pasture. There's plenty to eat, plenty to feed on. Amen. And plenty to eat. Isaiah 35 and 10, the prophet says this, and the ransom of the Lord shall return. And where are they going to go? They're going to come to Zion. What are they going to have? Song. Everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Here's the people who had their hearts. Amen. They had their hearts back. And they were singing a new song. Amen. Before the throne. You cannot play the harp. Amen. Down in Babylon. You can't sing the songs of redemption down in Babylon. Turn with me to the 137th Psalm. Let's read a verse or two. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, what happened? There we sat down. Why? Inactive. Yea, we wept. Why? Memories of Zion. We hanged our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there, they that had carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mercy, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Babylon is a strange land to a child of God. Songs of Zion are what? They're songs of redemption. Songs about coming out of Babylon. Now let's look at these ones in the Revelation for a little bit. Revelation 14 and verse number 4 says this. These are they which were not defiled with women. For they are what? Virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being their first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Otherwise, the first come outers. Amen. And setting up the unity of God's people. Amen. Restoring back the church of the living God. They were not defiled, it said, with women or with false religion. They follow the Lamb, redeemed from among men, and also there was no guile, not defiled with false religion. Amen. I got saved in 1967. The message has always been that I was raised under was stay away from Babylon. That's all I heard that. It never changed. But today, Babylon's not considered Babylon. It's just different ideas. Well, what do you think Babylon is? Different ideas. Amen. God doesn't want his people committing spiritual fornication. And I'm going to stand on that and stand on that. I was raised on it and it's truth. Not just because it was preached, but because it's truth. All through the gospel day, there not only is a true church, but also there's that which raises up, amen, the false church, the false system. They're amen. They want the same name to take away their reproach. They want to eat their own bread, wear their own apparel. Only call them what? Church of God. Well, I got another name besides Church of God. It's called Babylon. You would think people, especially here at God's Acres, would have this truth, amen, in their mind and in their hearts. Just like the people, amen, had it in their forehead when they followed the Lamb. You would think we would have that, amen, branded, so to speak, in our minds and in our hearts. We would never be troubled along that line. But we are. And as long as I'm still with you, I don't know how long that'll be. Amen. I'm going to name it for what it really is. I'm not against people, but I am against systems of worship. And I am against leadership. Amen. It takes poor people away. Amen. Under the guise of true religion. You would think, I'm going to say it again, people, especially here at God's Acres, would have the truth in their mind and hearts. But I'm afraid it's not so. They overlook truth. Why? Because of their friends. Oh, they're good people. They're so concerned. Sure, till they get you. You ever hear of proselytes? Proselytes don't go up to you and show you any bitterness. They don't go up and show you any falsity. They don't show you deceit. They show you what? It's caring people. Oh, you poor people out there, God's Acres. Oh, listen to that stuff all the time. Standard, you got to wear this, you got to wear that. Oh, come on over here. We love God too. Come on over. We just dress the way we want to dress. God don't care nothing about the external. So here we go. Well, they are good people. They treat me so good. They treat me so wonderful. Amen. Until they get you and you get hooked in deceit. Amen. What's going to happen? Love not the truth. What's God do? Send you a strong delusion. Let's go on. When you overlook that truth on Babylon, what you're telling God is you don't believe His word means that today. That it was back there under the sixth seal, amen, or maybe back at the start of the church. But God doesn't really have a problem. And I, listen to me, I'm not talking about treating people wrong. You can treat people right and still stand aloof from them. God forbid that anybody, amen, would show a wrong attitude or a wrong spirit. But you can show, amen, the truth in a right spirit and in a right way. Amen. But I say you can profess all you want tonight, but if your heart is still down in Babylon, then that's why there's no joy and there's no happiness in the service. Why? You can't get free from that. Amen. Sometimes some people look like I look out and look like a dried up prune. Amen. That's pretty bad. Amen. Being dried up one thing, but looking like a prune's another. But anyhow, all of them claim to be the Christ. Isaiah 4:1. And in that day, seven women shall take a hold of one man, saying, we'll eat our own bread. Amen. Seven, remember the seven letters, the seven seals, the seven trumpets, covers every one of these days. Seven women, amen, one for each day, amen, shall take a hold of one man, saying, we'll eat our own bread. Amen. And we'll wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. What is the apparel of God's people? God's people have an apparel. Let's see what the prophet says. Isaiah 61, verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness. And as the bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, as the bride adorns herself with her jewels. Amen. Otherwise, amen, the garments of salvation and the robes of righteousness are the garments of God's people. We also eat bread. John, the sixth chapter, tells us what kind of bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Amen. Somebody says, doesn't false religion have apparel? Yes, they do. Go with me to the same chapter of Isaiah. No, let's go to the 64th chapter, verse number 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and our righteousness, self-righteousness, is as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, had taken us away. Somebody said, do they have bread to eat? Yes, they do. Go with me to Revelation 19, verse number 18. Revelation 19, 18. Says that ye may eat the flesh of kings, amen, and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Amen. What do they feed on? Flesh. That's what the scripture is saying. God's people, follow the Lamb. Back to the words of Jesus. He said they follow me, otherwise they were led by Holy Ghost leadership. They hear the voice of Christ, they follow him. Amen. Not wherever they please, but wherever he goeth. The Lamb doesn't go down to Babylon and try, amen, to take over Babylon. Amen. God's, amen, is not speaking there anymore. Babylon has fallen. Not gonna fall, fallen. Revelation 18. Somebody said, I don't like this type of preaching. Well, I can assure you this, there's plenty of places that don't preach like this. There's plenty of them. You can grab any one of them. You don't have to worry about that. Revelation 18, 21. The mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Listen to what it says. The voice of harpers, musicians, pipers, trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone, amen, shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. Amen. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Amen. I want to repeat, the Lamb leads his true followers of God. Again, they're redeemed from among men. They're redeemed from human religion and creeds. Amen. Men exalt that which is an abomination to God. They're human creeds. They're doctrines. They're headquarters. Their activities, their buildings. Listen to the words of Jesus found in Luke 16, 15. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves among men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. It says that they were redeemed. Amen. From among men. They were the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And I told you before, they're the first come outers that represented the visible body of Christ. They believed in and practiced holiness. Somebody said, how you know? No guile. No fault. God's people are to teach, live, and practice holiness. We who are to live in holy, we are to live in holiness and righteousness. Amen. Luke 1:75 says, live in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Not just when we come to church. All the days in between also. God wants us established in holiness. 1 Thessalonians 3rd chapter. Verse 13, he says this, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Are you a true follower of Christ? Three things are promised those who are faithful. Eternal life. Life with no end, this is found in John 10:28. And a life that was secure. They can have the life of eternity dwelling within. They would know the splendor and the magnificence of the life of God. Life would know when. Amen. They would dwell with the Lord forever. Security of life, even with things falling all around. Amen. All around us, things are changing. We could have the security of being in the hand of Jesus Christ. Let's go to the 91st Psalm. Amen. Psalm 91. And I'm going to read a few verses there. Close it out. 91st Psalm. This is a beautiful psalm, encouraging psalm. It says this: He that dwelleth, thank God, in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. And listen to this, church. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Are you a true follower of Jesus Christ? If not, you need to be. Those are the ones, amen, that have eternal life. Those are the ones that have the security of being the hand of Jesus Christ. Amen. True followers. Amen. Let us stand.